Recently, when chemicals contaminated a river in China's northern Shanxi province, it took authorities 5 days to report the incident. And while the mayor offered an apology and officials at the chemical plant were dismissed, the spill ended up affecting drinking water in several cities downstream. It also dealt another blow to public confidence in the government. Official statistics indicate China has around 1,700 water pollution accidents each year, and up to 40% of the country's rivers are seriously polluted. Not only are natural water sources polluted, but they are becoming scarce as well. Beijing is one place where the debate over water quality and quantity is coming to a head. Zhao Feihong is a water researcher at the Beijing Healthcare Association.
Of the more than 100 rivers that are now in Beijing, only two or three can be used for tap water, and those are the ones that the government in Beijing is protecting. Those are the ones that we can use water from. The rest of the rivers, if they have not dried up, they're polluted by discharge.
Zhao and her husband, also a water researcher, became the focus of much attention recently, both online and in state media, after confessing they have not let Beijing's tap water touch their lips in 20 years. Their story drew attention just as Beijing's city government began releasing water quality statistics for the first time this month. Zhao says the move is a step in the right direction, especially because water quality has long been treated as a state secret in China.
The fact that it can be disclosed is an improvement for the common people who will better understand the water that they drink. So this is a relatively good thing, but I think that publicizing this figure is not enough.
Zhao says releasing the report once every 3 months is not enough. Instead, the government should let the public know immediately what to do if something affects drinking water. Hao Yungang became a part of Beijing's water debate recently after he published photos on China's Twitter-like Weibo microblogging service of the gunk gathering in his faucet.
I did not anticipate that the level of interest would be so high. But these days, people have higher and higher expectations about the quality of life, whether it is water, food safety, pollution, or even traffic.
Like many in Beijing, Hao says he uses tap water to wash dishes and filtered water to cook. He says he believes officials who say Beijing's water is safe at its source, but what happens between the treatment plant and his home is another matter. VOA News, Beijing.